good morning to one and all. So ask any believer in Christ his or her favorite saying in the Bible, and he or she will quote our gospel today, especially the first line of our gospel: God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish. Ewan ko kung dumaan kayo sa highway, ewan ko kung north or south, nabasa ko, there is a big tarpaulin along the highway in which printed John 3:16. And as we all know, John 3:16 is the first line of our gospel today. So we ask, my dear friends, what is this verse or the gospel today? What is it asking us? Ano bang hinihingi sa atin? Can we really love like God? We can always say, he is God. He can love as he loved the world. He can give up something precious like his son. Diba? He can give that because he is God. We are human beings. So what is God asking us to do or to be as his believers? Well, God is asking us, well, we cannot really fathom what the love of God is because we are human beings. But at least, he is asking us to reflect. Okay? Reflection lamang ang pwede natin gawin. Okay? It's just a reflection. We cannot imitate God's love, but we can reflect God's love. It's like a mirror, no? You reflect the light. Okay? Parang salamin yan. You just reflect a light. But we are not the light. So it's just a reflection. And when you say reflection, we can only imitate some characteristics of God's love. And what are these characteristics? One, his love is unconditional. Have you ever experienced to love unconditionally? Ano bang ibig sabihin nun? You love without conditions. Or you bring your love to another or higher level. And what does it mean? It is, he has shown us anyway, God has shown us, or Christ has shown us, another level means loving people you don't know. Strangers, not blood relations or friends, okay? Because humanly speaking, it's natural to love people who loves us in return as well. Love strangers. Or, itong pinakamatindi, love your enemies, as Christ taught us. That is another level in loving somebody. So one characteristic is to love unconditionally. Second and the last point is this. Loving can be contained in a saying. And what is this saying? This saying says, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Okay? I repeat, you can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Ano ba yung unang linya? You can give without loving. For example, may baha, okay? O merong victims ng lindol, and we are asked to give something, okay? To share something, a bottle of water or a pack of instant noodles, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. But then, we don't know where these things are going, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Or our institutional charity. Oh, ito, in the name of our family, in the name of our company, we give this as a donation. Which means to say, you don't feel it, you don't feel the giving at all. But you know, you gave, and there is nothing wrong with that, as long as it helps people. We can give without loving, but the pinakmatindi yung susunod, but you cannot love without giving. You cannot love without giving. These two are in the same footing, loving and giving. Kasi if you say you love people, you love somebody, walang concrete action. That love is just in the level of words. It's just a level of romantic or sentimental love. Loving and giving, they go together. There is a saying, practice makes perfect. Keep on loving, but then keep also giving what you are able to give. Amen.